I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today, we're going to do a little recap of the year, an Arty Friends podcast recap. We're just going to talk about everything we did this year, dive into some fun memories, our favorite episodes, favorite guests, our accomplishments, you know, just talk about the podcast.
It was a big year for the podcast and we have to honor her and all of her accomplishments. Because I feel like year one, you're learning so much in the first year that there's a lot of trial, there's a lot of lessons. And then after we got the first year out of the way, we found our groove, us working together, things started to bear fruit. We got cooler partnerships. We did cooler stuff. And now that it's the end of the year, we're like, damn, we did a lot this year. And it's motivating to be like, wow, if we already did that in year two, we've got our 3 year coming up, February 5th, 2024. It's like, wow, what could year three have entailed for us? And then maybe that will inspire you guys to reflect back on your year and all you've accomplished and be like, damn, I remember that in January, I thought XYZ was impossible. And look at me now. Like I follow this one girl on TikTok and she was like, dude, in January, I was on unemployment, had no job, obviously, and like no purpose. And then she was like, I just bought a brand new fucking car and I like have this job and do this cool thing. And it's crazy how much can change in a year. So maybe this will inspire you to reflect on all the changes in your life and look forward to everything that is coming in the new year.
I love that. Okay, but first, as always, we'll do a quick catch up. Allison, anything fun and exciting going on?
You know, not that exciting. I worked all weekend. I think I've mentioned it, but the way we do the shop now at 1404 Collective, each owner, and then we have two other people that help us. We each work a full weekend and we rotate. And it's a great division of work because before we just used to work an equal amount of shifts throughout the month whenever it would work. But then we were kind of always keyed in and it was like, wait, am I working today? Hard to get into a routine. And then at one point I had the thought, how about we all just take like one full weekend, open to close, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, commit to it, do the thing. And then you kind of have the other 3 weekends off of the month. And we all were like, yes. So that was my weekend. But it's always fun because I get to see so many people, and especially with the holidays, a lot of people back in town, and it's fun running the shop now that I don't have to do it all the time. It like literally feels like a skit. Like sometimes I feel like it's like this fun little part-time job that I have. Like I'm like, oh, this is not my store. I'm just a little part-time employee, and I just put on my little outfits and do the thing. No one needs to know that I own it, honestly. And now we have like such a diverse customer group. I can just, I don't know, hang out in the corner with Peaches. But yeah, that was my week.
That sounds so fun. That sounds like the dream. I love that setup. I'm with you. I'd rather work a weekend and then have the next three off. That sounds so lovely.
Yeah, because then you can just get in the mindset and it makes it easier to plan out, to travel, to take on other work. And it's just been weird to have Saturdays off. Like I almost like don't even know what to do with myself. So now I kind of look forward to the weekends I work because I'm like, okay, I have plans. The plans are working, but I know I'm going to see people. And then it makes me get up, get ready. And yeah, by the end of it, it's long. And I'm like, cool, kind of happy I don't have to do that for a few weeks now, for sure. But it's just enough. And for the month of December, the neighborhood is doing this holiday stroll where on Thursdays, we're open till like 7 or 8 p.m. So we're also open later, which has been interesting. It wasn't a vote from me, but I'm here for it. I'm being supportive.
Yeah. Is that to help the holiday shopping, people buying gifts last minute and stuff?
Yeah, because a lot of, you know, if people work regular jobs, we're usually only open until 5. Most boutique type stores are. So the neighborhood kind of banded together and was like, hey, if we're all open late one night together, then people can come down and hit all the shops at once. So it's definitely beneficial. And I think this is the first year, maybe it's the second year, in time that will pick up more traction. I'm just, you know, by 5, I'm like, I'm kind of ready to go get out of here. But it's only one day.
Ready to skedaddle. Yeah, no, that's great.
How was your week?
I'm definitely getting into the holiday spirit. I recently went to a favorites party where everyone brings, have you heard of this? Everyone brings like their three favorite things. Yeah, and everyone brings three things they love. And I think there was like 12 of us. So there's 12 girls. Everyone brought their three favorite things. And then everyone puts their name in a bowl three times. And then you pull out three names. So the three names that you pulled out are the three people that you're going to give your three favorite things to.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so they're gifts to give away. I was thinking like memorabilia favorite things, but three things that you could tangibly give to someone else.
Yeah, so everything you brought had to be $20 value. So some people brought like five little things. Some people brought one big $20-ish thing. So there were some themes, like one girl had all of her favorite cleaning products. One girl brought a little espresso martini kit. I brought three Kosas products. I love Kosas. It's like a clean makeup skincare blend brand. And yeah, it was fun to see what everyone brought. It was like kind of like a little show and tell of everyone saying what their favorite thing was and why they love it so much. And then it was fun to leave with three different things.
That sounds so much better than White Elephant. Because like, what the fuck am I going to do with White Elephant junk? Like some gimmicky thing. Yeah. I don't want that. I mean, it's like funny for the second, but I'm like, I don't want those type of things. I would way rather have someone's sincere favorite product.
Yes, I agree. We didn't do, apparently there's versions where you can steal. We didn't do any of that, but I saw on TikTok some people saying that they're going to go to their favorite things party and just steal back all of their favorite things because they just want to keep those, which I thought was funny, but yeah, no, it was very wholesome. And it was at my friend Kelly's house, who actually, she's big on TikTok. You guys should follow her. Her account is called Basic Books and she gives book talk recommendations. She kills it, honestly. Pop off. Go Kelly. And I love all her videos, but she just does reviews on books and shares top 5 books you should read before the end of the year and stuff like that. And her house was gorgeous. She just had a cute little baby. It was such a wholesome, fun night. So yeah.
I love that. I'm feeling very validated over the show and tell game idea. Because remember when we were in Costa Rica and on the boat and I was like, guys, can we do a beauty product show and tell? Because I need some recommendations. And we never ended up doing it. But I feel like that's kind of similar. And I love the idea of making it into a holiday party so that there's a specific activity or thing that people are holding them accountable to coming and participating. That's fun.
Oh, absolutely. I do love that idea too. And I think actually it kind of relates. You recently posted that reel that you went grocery shopping with a friend. Same thing, like sharing the knowledge. Your friend told you her favorite snacks at the store. I feel like you shared yours. I'm all about sharing the knowledge, sharing our favorites with our friends.
Yeah, because we get so into our routines and buying similar things. And nowadays, it's hard to trust anything on the internet because everything's endorsed. You're like, do you actually like it? I don't know. But when you have a friend that you trust, when we went to the grocery store, I'm like, obviously, whatever you say, if you like it and you're putting it in your basket, I feel safe to purchase the same thing and take your recommendation. Mm-hmm. And then you can ask questions right then and there. So yeah, definitely recommend getting groceries with a friend. I could have made that a peak. I don't know if it was a full high peak, but it was definitely a fun moment.
Oh, yay. Okay, yeah, should we just jump into our peaks? What is your actual peak?
What is my actual peak? Yeah, you know, now that you ask, honestly, just reflecting on the year. I've been in a very reflective state. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, definitely do that about accountability, discipline, reflecting on your year, having a good year in 2024. But I think so day to day, it's very easy to be like, I'm not doing that much. I need to do more. Am I doing the thing I'm supposed to be doing? Is this my purpose? But then when you like zoom out from a year, like, wow, so much has changed. I've done a lot. I should be really proud of myself. And one year at a time, like if you really do focus and put your best foot forward for a year, 1 year over 1 year over 1 year, like that adds up to be a huge difference in 5 years. And I just can even think back to a couple years ago. And I'm like, wow, come a long way on some things. It's not really one specific moment, but feeling very grateful this week.
That's amazing. Yeah. Getting into that year in review, Allison Wrapped energy, which... Yeah.
Actually, I think it was stemmed from, I made a Lemonade post about 1,000 I haven't been drunk in 1,000 days. And I was listing out the pros and the cons of my life since I haven't been drunk in 1,000 days. And I'm like, wow, lots of pros, some cons for sure. Pros are definitely outweighing the cons, but mm-hmm. I just can't believe what a crusty, loose cork, pirate, crazy girl I used to be. And I don't want to fully out Clay, but I'm going to out him. We went to his work holiday party and he just got wasted and he never drinks like this now. Like he'll have a couple beers here and there, like a whiskey with his dad. But he got big time drunk and I was the DD and he was puking on the toilet that night. And it was very ironic because I had scheduled my Lemonade post for the weekend. And the one for that Sunday morning was my 1,000 days since I've been drunk. And in the caption, I wrote about the last time I was drunk and how I just, it wasn't like anything really bad happened, but I just woke up the next day and was like, you know what? This was kind of the nail in the coffin. Like, I just don't want to be this anymore. And it was the day that I woke up hungover was Valentine's Day. And Clay and I had brunch plans. This would have been 2021 then, right? And I had to cancel brunch plans because I was hungover on the couch, couldn't do anything. And we had some cute activities planned. And I was just like, I don't want to be this fucking person anymore. Like, it's not cute. It was fun when I was in college and I was in a sorority. It's not cute anymore to be dying on the couch hungover. Obviously, moderation could come into play, but I was like, enough. And yeah, then I shared that with Clay and he was just feeling so guilty for being really hungover because we don't really get to see each other that much. And then like we didn't have our yoga Sunday because he was dying. And yeah, I just like took him home at one so he could like sleep on the couch. And I'm really sorry to out Clay. And like, I wouldn't do this if I hadn't. And I was like, please don't apologize because I was like, as he was throwing up on the toilet, you know, like putting the towel and the blanket over him, like bringing all that stuff. And he was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, you do not get to say you're sorry because I did that to you so many fucking times in the first 3 years that we were dating that you have a lot of free passes here still. So I'm only saying this because I truly have been there and I'm not coming from a place of judgment at all. If anything, it's just showing me so much more perspective of, wow, so many people took care of me when I was in those nights and I need to write everyone a 10-page essay of how sorry I am. That's a story for another time. And then Clay voice memoed me on Monday and was just like, kind of saying like he never had really felt the gravity, I think, of why I decided to stop drinking. And he was like, now I like get it because after yesterday, I'm just like, I don't want to be that anymore. Like that, I don't feel good. It messed up a lot for what? A 2 hours of a work party, like all these things. You know, I mean, anyone who's drank more than they wish they would have knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I don't know where I was going with this, but going alcohol free was one of the biggest catalysts, I feel like, to bridging the gap from who I was to who I wanted to be. And I'm very grateful in my little 5-minute journal. I usually write down very different gratitude things, but for the first time ever, I did write, really grateful I decided to stop drinking. And that's my spiel.
That's amazing. Well, congrats as always. You inspire a lot of people with what you share. And it's not an easy feat at all. And I think that it's so impressive that you've done that. So congrats.
Thank you.
I'm going to say my peak of the week is, just getting into the holiday spirit. I'm very much enjoying putting together little gifts for my family for the holidays. And I'm not the best gift giver, but I have thought of some good gifts this year. So I'm impressed with myself for stepping up a notch and getting together a lot of, I get a lot of PR things sent to me with or without my knowledge. I just have a lot of stuff and I'm excited that I'm putting together cute little bags, putting together products I think people are going to like and helping myself by getting rid of perfectly good product that I just don't have the room for. I already have enough of that one product and putting together these cute little gift bags for my friends and family. So that's been very fun.
I love you normalizing that. I made a post on 1404, like, can we please normalize secondhand gifts? And even though your PR is not secondhand, I mean, I guess it kind of is. It's not like you used it, but like you didn't go out and buy it, but it's like as you said, a perfectly nice, good thing that can go to another home and checks multiple boxes. So why is that not just as great? It is just as great.
No, I think our generation is definitely more down for that. Because even I have friends whose parents were like, why do you guys go to the thrift store? That's used, stinky, gross stuff. I feel like that generation just has a different outlook. I feel like our generation is so down. Like I think a thrifted sweater or scarf or anything could be way cooler than anything you can buy new. I don't know. I think it's just a product of many things, but I'm with you. I'm very much down to normalize secondhand gifts.
It's kind of surprising, honestly, because I feel like the older generation always talks about how like millennials and Gen Z are so, all the things they say, superficial and plugged into our phones and spoiled and this and that. And we're kind of easy to please in some ways, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's we all have our knowing the gravity.
Yeah. Okay, I love that. Well, listeners' peaks?
Yes. As always, we read these from our Instagram story box. We post it on Mondays. So make sure to send those in. And then when we read them, we'll just say your first name and it can be anything super small, super big that made your week. So starting off with Amy, she said, getting brunch with my family before finals. That is such a great way to go into a big test because I feel like that hour before, it's like, are you really going to get that much more studying? Might as well calm your nervous system, take your mind off of it for a second, eat a good meal, get some hugs, and then go into the test. I love that.
Absolutely. Okay, with that, Kennedy said, finished my last class of my behavioral neuroscience degree. Congratulations. That is incredible. Cannot wait to see what you do with your degree.
And Isabella said, getting the highest score of my Greek final test in college. Congratulations.
Oh my goodness, that's incredible. Another great grades gal, Kate said, passing all my finals and ending the year on a high note. Congratulations. That's amazing. Love ending the year on a high note.
And Aaron said, finishing up finals and getting to finally breathe. So with that, congratulations to all of our students getting through the semester. There are so many sacrifices that you have to make as a student and it doesn't go unnoticed. Your efforts will pay off. Great job. And congratulations on anyone graduating or just finishing a semester. We are so proud of you.
Like Allison said, that's on our Instagram page, Peak of the Week, Already Friends Podcast. And make sure to enter our Listener of the Week. We do that every single week. We pick someone who has sent a rating and review over on that Instagram page. We send them $10. So make sure you do that. Okay, year in review, Already Friends Podcast. I think we can go through and just say some of our amazing milestones, some fun things we did this year, and then just kind of reflect on the year.
So starting off January 2023, everything really unfolded in a beautiful way, even though it wasn't planned. When we did the reflecting on the end of the year in 2022, we did that through the 8 Dimensions of Wellness lens. And then we were like, you know what? This was really helpful. Maybe we should do a whole series on it. So then we decided to do the wellness series with a guest for each dimension of wellness that included emotional, physical, occupational, environmental, financial, all the others. And we ended up landing some huge guests.
Yeah, it was such a huge hit. Some of our most listened to episodes of the last year have been from that wellness series. And we're super excited to share that we're going to do that again this coming year. So if you enjoyed that series, we're going to have all new guests, all new experts, all new friends on to talk about all those areas of wellness. So stay tuned for that because we're very excited. And then in February, we celebrated our second year of the podcast. So February 5th, to be exact, very soon we'll be celebrating our third year of the show. That was so fun. We loved being able to say that we've made it. We've posted every single Friday since then. And we keep putting out new episodes for you guys. And that's, of course, a big milestone in and of itself.
And then in the spring, we launched our actual artyfriendspodcast.com website. We had like a link tree, but we hadn't had like a full built out custom website. So it was a big project that we worked on through the winter. And we wanted that to go live specifically so that we could launch our podcast Bible, which was also a huge project because when we started the podcast, we had to learn so many things the hard way. And if starting a podcast is on your 2024 goal list, we have to plug the podcast Bible. It is a 35-page PDF guide with everything you could ever want to know about starting a podcast. And it's a digital download on our website. And we wanted to sell it on the website. So then we got the website done. And then we wanted to have more photos and resources on there for the episodes. So that was like a big behind the scenes thing that we did in the spring that we've been able to continue to reap the benefits of months and months later.
Yeah, absolutely. Another fun thing we did is that we officially started doing group trips. We did our first group trip last year. The signups launched in late February. That was such a success. We sold out in 48 hours. We got there was 19 of us that all went to Costa Rica together, ran around the jungle, saw so many incredible animals, had our amazing guide, Alejandro. Shout out to that entire group trip and all the girls that came with us. If you want to hear about that, we did a whole recap episode on that. But what an incredible, amazing milestone. Like definitely one of my peak moments of the podcast for the entire year was that group trip.
Definitely. And we'll tell you more about group trips here in a second. But then in early summer, we signed our first long-term sponsor with Byberk. A huge thing that was personally wearing me down with the sponsorship was having to do like one-off sponsors. It's just like, you lock in the deal, you figure it out, then you do the ad, and then it's just over with. Like that felt like a whole nother big thing to add into the weekly mix. And I did this call with these two guys that are called the Poker Guys, and they've been podcasting full time for 7 years, and their advice was long-term sponsors. And so that was just something I really felt like could give us more breathing room, was to lock in longer sponsors rather than having shorter partnerships. And I think that that has kind of set a tone because now we've had quite a few longer term sponsors. And I think that's like the direction we probably want to keep heading. There's some podcasts that have like one sponsor for the whole year. Goals. If you're out there, you got a big company with a big budget, you just want to pay us for the whole year, hit us up. We are taking applications for 2024.
Yes, that's absolutely goals. Shout out to Byberk for helping us with getting there. Another exciting thing that we partnered with Castlery, a furniture company, and they got us our stunning podcast chairs. So we finally got our in-home podcast studios to match. We have matching aesthetics. I mean, can they be upgraded at some point? For sure. Maybe we'll add a fun backdrop or maybe more decor. I don't know. But for now, I'm obsessed. These chairs are amazing. They're so comfy. This has been something that we've been wanting to do for a while. But again, baby steps, doing things slowly but surely to make it attainable. I'm very much keen on posting video clips of the podcast. It's been a huge way that we've grown the podcast. And I know Allison really wanted them to look the same. And it was hard at first because at the beginning, Allison didn't really have the resources to make a soundproof studio at her house. It was just way too loud. And at the time, I had my little setup that wasn't easy to replicate. So we both figured out different locations to record. We both had a white wall, both had the same chairs, same mic, and now it just, go to our TikTok and you can see it looks very the same and it's beautiful. We love it.
You got to tell the story about Logan since we stan Logan's opinion on tech stuff.
Oh yeah, my friend Logan I was editing a TikTok when we were together last and he was like, oh, did you guys record the episode together? Because I was editing our two clips. I'm like, we actually didn't. It was remote. He's like, oh wow, looks like you're in the same room. So amazing. That's exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, because a lot of people that have a recording studio are together and that's just not ever going to work for mine and Kara's schedule. It's awesome when we can do a trip to each other's cities and record a couple in person. But unfortunately, every single week, we do not have the resources to be flying back and forth between Omaha and St. Louis or the time. So this has been our temporary solution and it is a huge upgrade. And Kara definitely pushes me out of my comfort zone because I wanted to just start an audio podcast. I was very, am still, resistant, but I know it's important. It's just very different to speak into a microphone as my train of thoughts are coming. And it's a whole nother thing to flirt with the camera. And then I feel like I have to be operating on lots of cylinders because I'm like, oh my God, the camera. Oh my God, Kara. Oh my God, the iPad, the microphone. And so that in itself is a big learning process. And I just like wasn't quite ready for that in year one. And then in year two, it was like pulling teeth to get me to do it. But I'm trying. And now that we have our cute setup and our comfy chairs, and then the clips look really good. And I was able to force in my, can we have the same font and like the same, like aesthetics are just so important to me. And like, even if a video gets so many views, if it's ugly, I'm not saying like for us, like on any platform, I'm like, but I want it to look good. And I love that we work together on that. Like Kara's very good at growth. And then I'm more like the aesthetics and then they come together.
I think when we started the podcast, video wasn't really that big unless you had a YouTube podcast. But now I feel like with anything that I'm trying to grow or anything I'm trying to do, I look at my own habits, my own patterns. Like if I want to start a brand, how am I a customer? How am I a consumer? How can I use that to the brand? But for the podcast, when I find new podcasts on TikTok and I see TikTok clips. So I don't even think that was a thing really when we started the podcast, because that was like what, October 2020 is when we first recorded our very first episode. So I guess in the spirit of changing habits, doing new things, adapting and learning is a huge part of that. And that's kind of where those podcast clips and putting that in the forefront of our tasks came to be. It's like, okay, if other people are growing their podcasts from these clips, we got to get on that too. And we got to adapt and change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all these things you have to juggle.
Absolutely. And anytime that something is uncomfortable or out of your comfort zone, I feel like it's just the initial phase of getting into it. And then once you've done it for a while, it's like, ah, this wasn't that scary or this wasn't that bad. And it just becomes your new norm. Now I'm like, all right, the phone's rolling, the camera's rolling. It is what it is. But I was like too in my head about it at first. And I think all of us have things in our life that we're like scared to do because of all of the reasons. And then once you just rip the Band-Aid, okay, it's done. We did it.
Absolutely. We've been wanting to talk about this app that we are absolutely loving. And it's the way that we're keeping our screenshots organized. And it's called the Pager app.
You know, the camera roll can be looking a little untidy sometimes. And a big problem from that is the screenshots. And so we were like, there has to be a solution to this. That way these screenshots don't just get lost in our camera roll, because that has happened to me so many times where I screenshot something and then completely forget about it, go back to look for something months later. And I'm like, oh, I didn't remember that I screenshotted that event that I wanted to go to or that place that I should have saved, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're really excited that this Pager app is now in creation.
So what Pager is, it is an app that turns your screenshots into bookmarks. So you can save them, organize them, and find them. And you can find everything that you love across the entire internet. So with Pager, you can rediscover your new favorite spots, restaurant recommendations, products, media, and more in all one place, all from your screenshots. It's literally that simple. When you put your screenshots in Pager, it recognizes the text within those screenshots, making everything searchable and organized.
So to all of our creative listeners out there, if you're passionate about aesthetics and exploration, we definitely recommend giving Pager a try. It's like having your own curated little universe of inspiration and recommendations right in your pocket.
Absolutely. So make sure to head over to the App Store and download Pager today. You can find it by searching Pager Screenshots.
And thanks to Pager for being a sponsor of the Eerie Friends podcast.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point of sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. And then in September, we hit 2 years of our Patreon, patreon.com/alreadyfriends. There's a monthly bonus episode in there every month. A little bit more candid, spill the secrets. We say some things that we wouldn't necessarily say on the public channel. So if you want the real and raw, come over there. We really like don't edit those at all. Not that we really even edit our public one very much, but you're getting unfiltered Allison and Kara over on the Patreon. And also just like thank you to anyone who has subscribed to our Patreon channel, whether it was 1 month, 6 months. Shout out to the people that have stayed with us on the Patreon for like a year. We see you. We literally have a list of the longest time Patreon subscribers. So if you've been subscribed for a long time and you're like, I wonder if they even notice, we know who you are. We're not going to care if anyone ever like leaves, but we are appreciative of the people who have stuck around in time. And if you do want to join that, there's no commitment to like doing it long term. You can sign up for 1 month, download all the episodes for $5, and then dip. All's good. We're happy for any support.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you guys for being there. It's fun. I agree with Allison. We get to share the raw, the real things. Sometimes even secrets that we don't want to say in public or on a regular channel. So that's a fun place for us to peel back our layers with you guys. And then in October, like we said, was that group trip that we had launched February. That happened in October. So fun. And then now, November, December, we've just been doing that admin work, planning those future trips that are going to come in end of summer, early fall next year. What? Getting our schedule for 2024 down. We have that wellness series coming up. So we're kind of coordinating guests right now, putting things on the calendar, figuring out who's available, who's interested in joining us on the show. Yeah, just a lot of things in the works to have an amazing 2024.
Yeah, I think now we're finally getting enough bandwidth to plan ahead, which has been really exciting as the podcast becomes more of our norm. It hasn't necessarily gotten easier per se, but in the systems that we've developed and the routines that we follow of all the tasks with the podcast, Kara and I have kind of stepped into our roles. We kind of know how long things are going to take, and that has gave us breathing room to be able to work ahead. Like the fact that we already have the group trip for 2024 on the calendar, dates locked in, we're working on our rollout plan and it's like next year, way, way into next year. I'm like shook. I'm like, who am I? Getting excited about something 10 months out? I normally like in the past, ask me about something 10 days in the future. I'm like, hold the phone. I'm just focused on 24 hours at a time. So I feel like this says a lot about both our individual growth and the podcast growth as a whole, that we are able to get what we need done on a weekly basis and then zoom out and work on some of those bigger projects. Cause we have goals for the podcast, like merch and group trips and meetups and all those things. But those are not events or activities that can happen on the fly. You have to plan those out. So each week, just chipping away at those here and there so that we get to do those fun things and celebrate them. The other thing, and was it technically November or December, Spotify Wrapped? I know how thankful we were, but that every year is the best. That is the chef's kiss for the podcast at the end of the year to have made your guys' Spotify Wrapped. Like, I think I have imposter syndrome more on that day than any other day of the year.
I mean, whether we're your first listen podcast or your fifth, we are so, so grateful to be on that list. And that was our peak of the week, our collective podcast peak of the week, I think 2 weeks ago. But thank you to everyone who shared or sent it. That is, like you said, the best milestone every single year for showing that people are actually listening and people are resonating with what we're putting out. It's the big hug from the universe that we're on the right path that we needed.
100%.
Well, before we say more fun things that are coming up next year, should we do a little reflection?
Yes, 100%. I honestly didn't look at this part of your outline. So I didn't pre-plan these answers, which is good. It will be an authentic answer.
I'm right there with you. Any favorite episodes that stand out from the year and why, if you can think off the top of your head, is there a particular moment or topic that stood out to you?
I almost don't even want to say this one because we reference it all the time and it's going to be the same one that you're probably thinking of. But our one with Dr. Chelsea Shields, I feel like a broken record saying that that episode had such a profound impact on my life. But it was like, I always knew all of the other dimensions of wellness, going to the gym, eating well, getting good sleep. It's like, I knew that that's things that you should do to better your life. But I had not really considered the importance of social wellness to the depths that she describes it. And I feel like I can just hang out with my friends so guilt-free now because I'm like, I'm working on my social wellness.
Yeah. No, and it is so important. I think if there's any episodes that we have ever put out that you need to listen to again and that are good to reference, I think that's 1,000,000% one of them. That's definitely one of my favorites as well. I shouted this one out last week, but I loved the human design episode. Any episode with a guest, I love because I'm a very curious person. I like to ask questions. So are you. And anytime we can just get someone to just share everything they know is so fun for me. I think we've had on the best guests ever this past year, but I loved the human design one because I've heard of human design, but I had never really knew what it was. So that was really cool to deep dive into that and to see how you can use your chart to find a good career path for you, find something that aligns with what your chart says and who you are. I also love that we did an episode on how to make and maintain friends as the Already Friends podcast. I felt like that was one that was very fitting and kind of long overdue, I guess. So that was really fun. I feel like both you and I have challenged ourselves over the last 2 years to make those good friendships in our towns and make those deep connections with people. So we got to share some of the tips that have worked for us because I can definitely say that I've gotten way better, closer friends over the last year here in St. Louis. And I've definitely put those tips to good use.
Absolutely. That was an amazing episode in and of itself. And then we kind of turned it into a little 4-part series on friendship. It was like navigating growing pains, moving forward together, having hard conversations. You're so right. Very overdue for our podcast. Probably could have led the show as a whole back in 2021 with those 4 episodes. That would have been on brand, but we got there eventually. I would say the one that I've received the most feedback on is probably the one with Clay, embracing vulnerability, balancing masculine and feminine energies for mental health and healing. That was episode 137 back September 1st. I don't know what about it necessarily connected so deeply with people, but I have just received a lot of DMs about that one. And I'm really glad because I cried and I didn't cut it.
Yeah,
I'm happy that it resonated.
It was very vulnerable. It was very impressive of you to just be so raw and real, everybody. So we appreciate you. We love you.
Aw, thanks.
With being vulnerable and raw. The other one that isn't my favorite, but I feel like we did a lot with, it was again, part of that friendship series, the one about navigating those friendship growing pains and also knowing when it was time to close a friendship chapter. Because I did close a friendship chapter this year and it was really painful and at times frustrating because I think I said in the episode, but I wasn't really the one that initiated it. And it was just a lot to deal with. And I had a lot of things that I had to go through with that. And it was hard. And it was nice to be able to at least take that experience, see what I could learn from it and share it with you guys in that whole series. So I liked that one because I feel like that is, again, friendship breakups are really hard. No one knows really how to navigate those all the time. So I think that that was some good content that we put out. So definitely check that out if you're going through a friendship breakup.
I love that the ones we've said have all been like a little more vulnerable. And I was also just thinking of the one that my mom came on for intellectual wellness. I feel was it maybe like a year ago that we were talking about how we just like want to be more vulnerable? And it might seem confusing because I feel like we probably are way more vulnerable than a lot of people by having this podcast. but maybe it's normalized our current level of vulnerability. And I'm always like, I could still be way more vulnerable. And in time, as we've received such good feedback from you guys, and like over time feel more and more safe being ourselves and sharing who we are, I think it's become easier to be increasingly vulnerable. So I am proud of us for opening up more, having our families on, having our partners on, sharing in real time some of the things that we're going through, and knowing that it's going to help people and being willing to just let our guard down in that way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think the podcast is the perfect way for me to practice being more vulnerable, because getting on a TikTok post or getting on a reel or something and being as vulnerable as some of these people are online, I just don't know how they do it. It just feels so unnatural. But sitting here, having a conversation, having your guard down has been a perfect way for me to practice being more vulnerable. But I'm with you. I think we are more than the average person, but to us, it feels like there's still so much more we could share. And it's like practicing that balance of what's too much? What do we need to keep private? But I think we do a good job, and I'm with you. It helps other people, and that makes it easier to go there.
Most memorable guest.
Oh my gosh. I think it just goes back to some of the favorite episodes. I mean, any of the wellness guests from the last series, I loved. I love having on Illy of Healthily. Loved having on Sydney Adams. Tiana for emotional wellness. Tiana Gidley, queen. I love her. I don't know. Anytime we have a guest, I just love those conversations. It's nice to see someone who's very excited to talk about what they love coming on our show. I think that's kind of what it is. It's like seeing other people, as cheesy as it sounds, like living their purpose and sharing it with people is very inspiring. Any guests that stand out for you that you haven't mentioned?
Tiana already? Was definitely one for me. She's just amazing. She's so good. And maybe it's because I actually know her. Like some of the guests we've had on, like, yes, I know them or I follow them, but I haven't known them for a long time. And Tiana and I went to high school together, and I'm like, she is that amazing. And I've like seen her since. And you always wonder, but you can ask if people put a front on social media. And Tiana really truly is that amazing of a human being in real life. And I think anyone that's ever met her would say the same. She just stands out a lot as a really good person amongst other people that are good people.
Yeah, she's like a sparkly, shiny presence in the most authentic way. And I guess for other favorite guests, I'd be remiss not to say my sister, who's come on the show like 3 times though. So
McKenna's listening, special, like,
but McKenna,
I'm waiting.
Waiting. I know she is. No, I literally know she is. So I have to say it. But it's true. I love talking about her wedding and debriefing our little Euro summer and her iconic wedding in Italy. It was actually so fun. I really, really loved that. So we couldn't stop recording. It was almost at the 2 hour mark and we still had so much to say. We're like, we got to cut this. No one cares. We got to stop this right now. Loved having her on to talk about her wedding and all the fun stuff. And I did love the episode with your mom. Your mom is such a queen. I love her. So that was also a really good one. Okay. Any fun goals that we want to share? Anything that you see for the future of Already Friends?
I feel like I just want to be transparent with you guys rather than delaying us announcing this. We have been trying to figure out a way to really bring our community together, or a way that not only can we engage with you more, but so you can engage with each other. And yeah, sure, do people like leave comments and likes and you guys can go find each other's accounts. But like, I mean, on a way deeper level and more of like a closed group. And even though we don't have that all figured out yet, I think that that is something at the top of our minds that we are working. I think Karen and I think about it every single day at some point of what the best way to do that is. And even though we can't share much on it yet because it's not fully built out, just know that we're trying and something could be coming. I feel like that's the annoying thing that like content creators say. Big things coming. I don't even know if it's big or if it's small or if it's coming or not, but we're trying.
Yeah, that is. We had been talking about this and it's a conversation and a problem with a lot of people who build these communities of podcasts or someone like an influencer with a following. It's like, how do you genuinely and authentically communicate and engage with this community that you've built? Because it always, for the most part, it's very one-sided. You put all this stuff out and then you never hear from those people. So with us being a wellness, self-growth, fun podcast, it's like, how can we blend all of these topics that we love to talk about into a group where we can all bond over this love for all these different topics and stuff? So like Allison said, what is it? We don't know. So don't ask us yet, but there is something hopefully in the works. And that is a big goal. Yeah, that we would love to accomplish.
Hopefully and I feel like year. The group trips get us halfway there. Like we're able to do that on mm-hmm. those group trips and it's amazing for that week. But what we're kind of talking about in this sense is a little bit more in our day-to-day lives, not going on a group destination. Obviously, I love that. We're still doing the group trips, full send, probably one of the things I'm most excited about in 2024. But there's also that day-to-day weekly interaction piece that we would like to bring in as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then our birthday, 3 years, February 5th. So send us a message, say all the nice things that you want to say about the podcast on that day to us.
We'll be there this year, the next year. We're not going anywhere. Mm-mm. I guess other fun things, I'm just going to say really quick, my goals also echo that. Loving the trips, a goal, I guess, would be to have more trips. And we're definitely going to accomplish that goal. We also would love to find a way to do another in-person meetup. It's so hard because our listeners are all over the world and me and Allison are not in the same city. So if there's a way we can make that happen, we'd love to figure that out. That'd be so fun. So TBD. I don't know if that's, I mean, the best way right now is the trips. We'll all meet in a really cool, fun place. But yeah, another meetup I wouldn't hate. And I think just to continue growing, I think we've used the first almost now 3 years to just really get our footing in place, be so confident in what our brand is. We talk about who we are, what we do, that I feel like now that growth stage is so much easier, that we have our bearings and we have all that foundation there. So 2024, here we go.
I believe in our show so much. And I hope this does not come across negatively, but I know that there are podcasts out there that are way bigger than us that put way less effort into their show, whether it's the production or the content, but that person just happens to have a really big following from other things that they've been very successful at, whether it was sports or their career or whatever. But the amount of effort that Kara and I have put into this podcast for 3 years, I hope that people do see that. Like we really do go the extra mile for the show in many facets. And I think the podcast will be one of those stories of our dedication and our consistency. And even though we're not huge yet, I think that we will get there because of how much heart and love and dedication that we've poured in, that there's no way the podcast couldn't be huge and couldn't be our full-time incomes at some point and lead us to these amazing opportunities, because I feel like we've tried to provide so much value and give to other people that the universe is going to be like, we want to give that back to you at some point. Not that we haven't gotten things yet. Like we've still been very blessed, but mm-hmm. I think there's more to come.
Could not agree more. I love that. So with that, what is coming up? Anything else that we haven't said that we can share?
I mean, definitely join the Patreon for our January accountability check-in groups. It'll be every Sunday in January. There's 4 Sundays. We'll figure out the time, but join the Patreon group and we'll share more details there. We just want to start off the year together. And if you listen to last week's accountability episode, you'll know, and I'm sure you already know, that telling your friends, posting on the internet, writing it down, making those goals real is like the first step to them actually becoming real. Because if they're just in your head, it's going to be pretty hard for you to make a plan and follow through. So if you are feeling inspired and motivated, come hang out with us on Patreon and join the live Zoom, Google, Meet, whatever we decide to do it on, workshops, and share with us what you want to accomplish this year. And we'll all figure out together how we can get there.
Yeah. So we're hitting the ground running. That's already in January. We have some fun things on the calendar like that. We have that wellness series coming up. So again, stay tuned. That's going to be January, February, maybe it goes into a little bit of March, and then those trips. So far, that's everything we have on the calendar. Is there anything else I'm forgetting?
I don't think so. I guess when it's put that way, like, oh, that's all we have on the calendar. But it's also like we're still doing every week what we always do. And even like our website and our socials, like I am proud of our consistency and our commitment to sharing on those. Like if you go to the website and look at the episode blog posts, like that's what I was just looking at right now to see what some of my favorite episodes were. And I feel like it's a little more satisfying to look at than scrolling on the podcast or Spotify app. Because if you're like just seeing the words, it can be hard, but having the photos and the links and the descriptions on the website blog post can maybe, and there's even a search bar. If you're looking for a specific topic, then maybe one of those will Amazing. Pull up. I mean, I'm not going to say that this is going to happen in 2024, but we did do that tote bag in our first year. So I think one merchandise product is possible. I'm not going to say we're dropping a merch line. We're not, I'm not saying we're getting crazy, but I think one single product could happen.
I mean, speaking of Logan, to bring him up again, but he was like, when are you guys going to do merch? Like, let me know. I have a ton of vendors. You guys need to do this yesterday. I'm like, ah, because he has a fashion brand. I'm like, I know. It's like, get on top of that. That's the most you thing for your brand ever. So I'm right there with you. I 100% agree. I would love to do that.
I think we just need more verbal validation from you guys on the merch. So if you want merch, please message us. And what type of merch? Are you wanting sweatshirts? What are you wanting? Because that will help encourage us. Like anytime, maybe I'm just a words of affirmation girl. But if someone DMs me like, you should do this, you should do that. I'm like, okay, people care. There's real people on the internet consuming this. Thank you for encouraging me. And I think that would help a lot. Because we do try to listen to your guys' requests, whether it's topics, the group trips. Like we had so many requests for the group trips. And then sure enough, sold right out.
And we picked the locations based on the top results for those surveys. So yeah, couldn't agree more. We love your guys' feedback and keep sending it our way. It really helps. But yeah, I guess just looking forward, more episodes, more Friday hangs with you guys, whether it's in the car, while you're cleaning your house, doing dishes, vacuuming, doing your makeup, getting ready for the day. We love being there with you guys. We love being here, showing up for the show, putting together amazing outlines, pulling together amazing resources for you guys, and sharing our two cents with the world. It means so much to us. So another year down, another year to go.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah. Thank you guys for being here, for letting us live out one of our big goals. It is not lost on me how incredible this is. And getting to meet some of you in Costa Rica really helped put real faces and names to the people that I'm speaking with. And even though I only got to meet almost 20 people on that trip, and there's thousands of you in the world that are listening, it made me be like, I'm actually speaking to someone. And this actual human being with goals and ambitions and good days and bad days, just like the rest of us, we're all over the world doing this together, just trying to be the little best versions of ourselves. And it's really encouraging for me. And yeah, thank you guys.
Awesome. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of Already Friends. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, wait, really quick before you go, if you want a chance to be the Already Friends Listener of the Week, we have something for you. Leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And for bonus entries, there's so many ways to support our show. Share about us on your Instagram story, engage with us over on TikTok, post on our Facebook group, join the Patreon page, or subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Make sure to send that rating and review to our Instagram page, Already Friends Podcast, and we pick a new Listener of the Week every Wednesday. We'll send you a $10 Visa gift card if you win, just as a way of saying thank you, to buy you a coffee, buy you a sweet little treat, whatever you want. Thanks again, you guys. We appreciate you so, so much. And we'll catch you next week.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.